Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you here to Rowdy Maglite Racing, and I'm Rowdy Maglite, the host for tonight. I'm going to bring Mark in. Mark kind of helps me host this show. Hey, Mark, how you doing tonight, my friend?
Good evening, Rowdy. How are you? I'm doing just fine and always looking forward to Monday nights in the show.
Oh, me too, Mark. It's just, it gets here really quick. You know, we're back fresh from the first time dirt track racing this year. You know, first of all, we're supposed to have Justin Haley come on, and I just got a text no more than 5 minutes ago. He's in a charity race right now, and he's not going to be able to make it tonight, but he's going to call back in first thing Monday. I hate to lose him, but, you know, it's radio. He's out doing something good for the community. But I've got another guest coming on, Mark, and he's actually the crew chief with Wayne Peterson Motorsports. He's my first guest to come up. But, Mark, some race there Sunday, wasn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, it was pretty bad, much back to the dirt race. Yes, sir. You got me there, Mark?
I got you now. We're all set.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I've got Brad Fries coming on. He's the crew chief with Wayne Peterson Motorsports. He'll be calling in here in just a minute. Actually, I talked to him. Mark, they were still in Springfield this morning, so they're on their way in back to Pulaski, Tennessee.
Well, that's a little bit of a ride, but they're not too far. Southern Illinois or Central Illinois and Central Tennessee are pretty close. But, yeah, there's a little bit of a ride. You got to go through some hills and mountains there.
Well, you know, I told you on the Googling it up on the MapQuest, they had 14 construction sites from Alabama all the way to that race. So there's no telling what they run into on the way. But I had talked to him. I texted each other about 20 minutes ago. So, but anyway, Mark. Justin, first time on the dirt, didn't do too bad, did he?
No, he didn't, Rowdy. Justin's been kind of on my, I wouldn't say exactly my radar the past few years, but he's a young man who's slowly and progressively making quite the name for himself. I think he's quite a talented young driver, and as he gains more experience, I think we'll hear more and more from him as he moves up through the ranks.
Well, you know, Mark, here again, you know, we was televised by American Sports Network on the Internet and on TV on the American Sports Network's channel. If you couldn't get the channel itself, you could jump over on the Internet and grab it off the Internet or go to ARCA.com. I mean, I enjoy watching it on TV and chatting with everybody on the ARCA side. That makes it pretty interesting.
Yeah, Rowdy, it makes it for a fun afternoon. I got to see most of the race. Glad to see Justin win it. Like I said, he's been on my radar a little bit the past couple of years. They're headquartered just south of me, about an hour off I-65. So yeah, that you kind of keep an eye on your homeboys.
Well, Mark, it's kind of special tonight. I got my dad listening over on the other side tonight, all the way from Big ATL.
Oh boy! Well, hey, you know what? How are you doing tonight?
And we got him. Hopefully, he'll be at Talladega for the week. There ain't no hopeful. We may have to go and get him, Mark. When you drive in from Indiana, we'll run back over and grab him, or I'll get you. We'll load him up on the way in. But hopefully, he's gonna.
One way or another, we'll get him,
Rowdy. That's right. That's right. It's not. It's a short jog over there. It's not that far. But Mark,
some more race.
We had 8 cautions on the 100 laps. And actually, you know, Mark, it boiled down. Hey, I don't care how many laps you lead, you got to lead that last one. And Justin come in there. Well, actually, we had our cautions played out. We had our first caution at lap 26. And actually, that's when Justin come in and grabbed his 4 tires and Sunoco fuel. And
yes, he did.
He made a great pit stop. I mean, kudos to his pit crew because they got him out so fast, even the people on TV thought he had only grabbed 2 tires, and actually Mason called for 4, and the guys actually put him out and made up some spots for him. And then we went back to green on lap 30.
Probably is what won the race, even though it was that early in the race. The strategy worked out right to their favor, and they were able to pull it off.
You're exactly right, Mark. The strategy at that point is what really counted. You know, Mark, I'm curious, and hopefully when Brian calls in, he can kind of give us an update of the wear on that tire on the dirt track, because that is a new tire by General Tire Dirt Track. Isn't that correct, Mark?
Yeah, it would be, Rowdy. I'm sure they were able to get some former figures on what the tires did, you know, previously. But, yeah, that was a brand-new thing for them. It's kind of like when they started Daytona, only this time, you know, it was the dirt, and it's a whole different animal.
Well, let's see. They went back to green on 30, and then they didn't lap a 7th. They went back to green on 30, and then they throw the caution back out at lap 37.
Well,
the
guys were getting themselves feeling, you know, the track out a little bit. A lot of them never had been on dirt before. Some adapted to it better than others, and that caused a few of the cautions early, I'm sure.
It was, you know, to see a stock car coming around, Mark, you know, really, last year I just got to see previews of them racing, but this year to actually watch them race, and those stock cars, like 3,700 pounds trying to maneuver their way through there, was pretty interesting.
It's got to be a challenge behind the wheel. You're kind of out of control, in control type of situation, I guess, on dirt. That's kind of what I've been explained to me about it. But yeah, you're out of control, but in control.
Well, you know what I found interesting, Mark, was, you know, down close to the end of the race, how the drivers were going high and low to try to cool their tires off?
Well, it was mentioned during the race at one point, I believe, where if you went up into the unraced surface, the tires would actually, the coolness or the wetness would actually cool off their tires a little bit. And I found that very interesting myself, Rowdy. I had not, thought about that before. So the TV coverage was great in giving you information that you normally wouldn't have gotten before. And they did a heads-on job with it.
Mark, let's see, we went back out on, we run several laps from 37 when they took the green. I think the next caution come out at lap 60, and several went in to grab tires and actually throwed the green flag back at lap 66, and we was back to racing. That, at that point, everybody was looking for the end of the race because they had four wide then on dirt, and that's pretty incredible at Springfield to have four wide.
It's fun to watch and exciting.
I thought so, too. I mean, anytime, it don't matter where you're at, even at Pocono when they fan out six wide, but at Springfield, four wide is about like Pocono six wide.
Oh, I think it's even tighter than that. That's squeezing a lot of car into a little bit of space at four wide at Springfield. So, yeah, kudos to the drivers for not wrecking them all at one point.
Well, let's see. We got down to we didn't race many laps. We went back into caution on lap 68. And at that point, Justin had come out of the pits and placed himself into second place when they went back into green. And at that point, that's where he was trying to cool his tires down, Mark, and get something going.
Yep, well, he did. He got them cooled off just enough, evidently, because he held off a couple of, real good dirt racers to win that race.
Well, Chase Briscoe, I mean, he pretty much led most of the race. And he is nothing but dirt. His whole life's been on dirt. And that, I found that, he led a lot of laps, but Mark, the old saying, you don't have to lead, but just the very little of the very last one to be the winner.
It could be 1 foot, 6 inches, but as long as you lead that last lap, that's the one that counts, and that's the one we all remember.
That's exactly right. Well, Mark, we had another caution at lap 85, and we went back to green on lap 88. And the guys, again, were down trying to cool the tires, the guys up front. And actually, Justin took the lead when they went into lap 94, they hit a caution. And when they started back, that's when they he grabbed the lead, and it was his the rest of the way.
No, he just seemed to grab the bull by the horns and take advantage of whatever advantages that he had, and was able to he was able to pull away there a little bit at the end, and did a very nice job, nice clean job of making the pass, and it was exciting.
Well, I think in all, Mark, we had eight cautions, and out of the actually run 103 laps, I believe is what it was.
It was a tough day on some guys' equipment, and the dirt tracks always are, between the overheating problems you can occur and just the beating the cars take themselves physically. Asphalt's not exactly smooth. Dirt's even rougher than that. So, the cars take quite a beating.
And you're always a good time. Okay, Mark, what a race. You kind of had a slow weekend this weekend, didn't you, brother?
Oh, yeah, we just hit two races, Friday night and Saturday night. But we had a good time. Friday night was at a local track. They ran a 94-lap super late model event for a memorial race. And the Frank Welch Memorial, and that was fun. And Saturday night, my buddy Jeff and I headed off to the local dirt track and saw local sprint cars run, and saw a really fun show. A lot of cars, a lot of action. Nobody got hurt. Everything was safe. It was the middle of the Kenosha County Fair, so we enjoyed some fair food and just a nice evening out to be at the races. And the weather was absolutely gorgeous up here.
Well, we had that hit and miss thunderstorms there, Mark. I actually was going to take my grandson to, we found a little local track. Well, when I say local, about 40 miles away. That's winding down right now on their season. I think they've got, well, if they push that race back, they've still got two more races left. And they kind of start early and get through early.
Oh, that's great.
But
for
we had
kids.
That. We,
that's why they do it.
It is. Yeah, well, it was going to be his first one. He got all excited, but I told him they was going to do it back, go back, and they rescheduled it for next Saturday night. We're going to go hit next Saturday night.
Good for you, Rowdy. I know you're itching to get to the track again, no matter what it is. There's nothing like being at the track, is there?
No, there's not. And, you know, Sayree over there, I kind of went on their website and kind of looked. They run some nice cars, Mark. They really do. They got, you know, several classes, and all their cars are really clean, nice-looking cars.
Well, that generally shows that it's a decent-running facility, and they have they care about, you know, what they're doing out there, and probably makes for a good family atmosphere, and that's what you're looking for when you're taking younger children. So you guys have a great time. I know you will. There's, like I said, there's nothing like a weekend at the races. And as always, I'm looking forward to Talladega this fall, my return to Talladega, that is.
Mark, when was the last time you was at Talladega?
1989, Rowdy. I'm overdue.
89. I hadn't even got involved in racing in 89. My racing debut started at Atlanta Motor Speedway in 1991, right before they did the reconfiguration of the track.
I really wish they would have reconfigured Atlanta. I liked the way it was before. It was different. It was unique, and the racing was so good. Not that it's bad now, but I think it was a little better on the old configuration.
You're exactly right, Mark. I think I went to about 5 races, and some of those was during the reconstruction of it, and it was tough to try to be a fan there because you didn't ever know where your seats were going to be. Even though you could try to order your tickets early, you didn't know how or where you was going to sit. But actually, the whole family was going then. But anyway, they set the hook on me. And that actually started us going to Talladega, and like I told you, I always tell the story. We have been there. It's been a father-son event now for several years.
Well, that's nothing better than that. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to joining the whole gang this October. It just sounds like so much fun, and I could probably just slip right in and fit right in.
You're going to fit right in, Mark. They're going to wonder, where's he been all this time? He fits right in with us.
Thanks, Rowdy. Thanks. Like I said, I am looking forward to it.
That's going to make one heck of a story the week after we get back from Talladega.
I don't know if we'll be able to tell any of the stories the weekend after that.
Well, it used to be, you know, it used to be what happened at Talladega stayed at Talladega, like the old saying goes, but now what happens at Talladega ends up on Facebook.
Yeah, that's the problem with social media nowadays, isn't it? But, no, it's fun. I'm looking forward to it. There's nothing like getting together with people who are there for the same reason and enjoying yourselves and swapping stories and BSing away. So that's the best. And I'm sure we'll eat pretty good, too. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to bring some goodies for us.
Well, I cook a mean Boston butt, so we eat meat all weekend. We're just meat eaters.
The carnivorous clan.
Sad. I took that plan to Michigan, and one of my cousins She said, well, what have you got? And I went in the cooler and showed her all I had, and she says, you don't have nothing green? I said, well, not really. Hey, she went to the store. She brought broccoli, salad. We had about six different kinds of greens when she come back and vegetables. And she says, you got to eat some of this to eat all that meat, Rowdy. So, and then the following, following year. Yeah. The following year, I come back, and I made her proud. I mean, I had a spinach salad made up, and I had some broccoli cut up for a dip. And she says, evidently, you learned something on that trip a year ago. I said, I did, Mary Jo.
Good for you, Rowdy. Good for you. Yeah, it's us smart ones that we pay attention to what we're told.
That's exactly right. Well, Our points this week kind of changed just a little bit. Mark, we got Chase Briscoe. He's still leading the points, and he's got a good spread on Josh Williams. Josh is second. Tom Hetzer moved into third. Matt Kieranski still holding on to fourth. And we got my local boy, Alabama boy, Thomas Prater, moved up into fifth place. And that's pretty good for the Alabama gang down in Mobile.
I think Thomas Prater and that team do more with less than anybody else on the circuit right now. To be fifth in points, that's a proud moment for that team, and they should be. That's very impressive, considering they're running the steel body and the legacy engine. Yeah, they're doing really well.
Well, Mark, when I pulled that up and had it brought in to me here to see – Thomas moved into fifth place. It really did make me feel good. And then I don't know if anybody has seen any pictures of the drivers after the race, but my gosh, they were just covered in dirt. Mark, I mean, just covered in dirt.
Well, it reminds me of a dirt track race I went to last year with my friend Jeff, and then we looked at each other, and Jeff started laughing. I goes, "What's so funny?" He says, "We looked like a couple of coal miners after a dirt race we were at." So, yeah, it gets a little dusty, but that's what they have showers for.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, the way they finished up the top five there was Justin Haley finished first, AJ Fox finished second, Ryan Unzinger finished third. Hey, how about that Kenny Schrader finishing fourth there? And I think Kenny was actually pushing towards the front when they threw the flag, the checkered flag.
He was sneaking around all day, and it was no surprise to see him finish fourth. It would have been no surprise if he had won either. He was there. He was ready to pounce. The old guy like us, he still got it.
He does. He does. And, you know, I didn't know he was going to be at the coin in 2 weeks, but he's moving over to Venturini Motorsports. You know, that's pretty incredible to own a team and you drive for two different teams during the year.
It's called respect, Rowdy, and knowing, you know, you're not going to tear up somebody's equipment, you're going to take care of it, and you're possibly going to win for them. That's the reason they want Kenny Schrader in there, and his experience. He, you know, there's nobody more experienced out there. So, well, you know, great story, great to see him still get behind the wheel. He's just one of those guys you just love to see.
He sure is. Chase actually finished the race fifth, but he still got a big lead in the points. So, you know, he looks like and he's still leading on the short track, too, also.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. But that second, third, and fourth points, those guys are really close to each other, and they're going to have a real battle to see who finishes in the runner-up spot to Chase, I believe.
Well, Mark, I'm kind of on a hold here with Brad hadn't hollered back at us yet. Let's see here. Yeah, you never know what they got into. I'm just wondering if he was thinking we was Eastern time instead. And well, you know, we kind of talked about the
the time change and time difference.
And you know that's been the biggest obstacle that I faced is trying to get everybody on this central time, because you know you've got most of them running out of North Carolina, running out of the Eastern time.
Well, you just have to be like the network TV stations and let them know it's going to be at 7 Eastern and 6 Central. And everybody's pretty used to that. I think, you know, as time goes by, more and more people will get used to it and realize what time zone you're on, Rowdy.
Well, we've had it, you know, Mark, we've actually had a pretty incredible lineup since this show has started. We're not going to get Justin on tonight, but we're going to have him on next Monday night, which will give us actually out of, 14, 16 races. We're down to 4 more races left, Mark.
Yikes. I don't like to see the season wind down like that. I'd rather see half the season left at least, but no, it is winding down. It's going to be after Salem, it'll be 2 big tracks, and that's going to decide it. And it should be a good points finish, regardless of what happens with the other drivers. Chase probably has a pretty good lead, but it's not insurmountable, and anything can happen. A couple of bad races, and there's the points are back together again.
Well, we had 80. This was our 8th first-time winner, which says a whole lot for ARCA. 8.
Well, again, I think it's the rules pack, the availability of the cars out there now, and being able to field a car. It's that new rules package has helped a lot, and it brings in a lot of fresh blood.
Well, I got Brad has called in, and let's bring Brad in here, Mark. Let's let this thing roll on a little longer. All right, folks, I got the crew chief for Wayne Peterson Motorsports, Brad Fry. Hey, Brad, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I guess you still got some windshield dirt on you, hadn't you? Y'all been headed
in.
I got
dust on the car still, dusting it off.
Have y'all already made it back into Pulaski?
Yeah, we just landed about a half hour ago.
Already rolled the car out of the truck.
It's still on the trailer. We're actually got it hooked up to a tree trying to pull out the rear fender.
Well, there was a little bit more to just buffing up the tail end of that with a buffer, isn't there? Right.
Yeah, it's more like a hammer time.
Well, Mark, you're on with Mark also, Brad. Brad was actually started this adventure at UNA as a student. Isn't that right, Brad?
Yeah, I was a student at the University of Northwestern Ohio. Graduated there right before Daytona this year.
And he was lucky enough to get on with Wayne Peterson, who put him to work, not sleeping and chasing pizzas, but working on a race car.
Well, that's what you go to University of Northwest Ohio for.
Yeah, the University of Northwest Ohio is a great, great race program that gets the kids started in on some teams on ARCA. And ARCA is such a good association with the school that it's no big trouble getting these kids on big teams. I know a few of my friends from school that are on the Cunningham team. They're on Lyra. They were on Venerini. So it's a good opportunity for the students.
Well, you know, ARCA has always been a big stepping stone for a lot of drivers through the years, but people don't realize how many crew members come up through the ranks and learn the apply their trade in the ARCA ranks before they move on. So ARCA's got a long, long tradition with that, and I'm glad to see that it's continuing on.
Well, I think, Brad, you and I grow back of, I think this is like the third year since I met you. And I remember the first time seeing you, you looked like a deer in headlights the first time you was out on the, actually got to be part of Peterson Motorsports.
Yeah, it's been a long, rough road. I mean, it's been long hours and right driving to the race and then driving back to make it before school on Monday. It's been a long, bumpy ride, but it's been a great experience. I've learned so much from Wayne, and I still am. Every day I'm trying something different that he's suggested.
Well, you know, every time I'm around him, Brad, I mean, I try to soak up as much information as I can, and he's like an encyclopedia. I mean, he's willing, if you're willing to sit and listen, he's willing to teach you.
Oh, yeah, he's got a book on everything. It's just inside of his head. You got to get it out.
Well, you know, another great thing is, you know, when you're going through all your inspection stations and he walks around and tells all the stories that's happened in his life, that's another incredible part of being in the pits and hanging out down with Wayne.
Yeah, he's got some crazy stories on some old-timers with some different tricks up their sleeve and what he's been caught on and what he hasn't been caught on.
What he's going to get caught on or not get caught on, too. Wayne's so innovative. It must be wonderful to be able to pick his mind.
Yeah, if you got the time, he'll definitely spill his beans.
So, Brad, y'all was kind of knocked out a little early there with when Con kind of spun out and hit the wall, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was definitely a setback, but we had gotten some good positions before he spun out, and we got some points that we needed than just running 5 or 10 laps. So it was nice seeing him out there. He really had fun. He said the new tires was a complete difference from the old Hoosiers we had on it.
It's pretty tough getting 3 cars ready, isn't it, Brad? On a one-day show.
It's a constant running back and forth from one car to the next. I mean, I was being pulled in 4 different directions trying to get the cars in tech. And it was we were already late and behind on schedule when we were bringing the haulers in all late. The garage was supposed to start at 6, and we didn't even get inside the track till 7:30. So that was a major setback. I mean, everything was rushed, and nobody knew what they were doing, and I got to tell everybody else what to do. And I don't know what I'm doing to begin with.
Well, according to what they said, they had a big rain, a day before in the track. Actually, they showed some pictures. Some of the vehicles were, like, over the tires. And for them to get the track back in the shape it was in.
It was a sloshy mess inside the infield. If you weren't on the concrete, you're going to be stuck.
So it was hard to maneuver out in the grass and the infield. You just didn't get a car or truck out in the infield.
Well, they had us park outside of the track because they knew we'd all get stuck inside if they brought us in. So we had to take all the cars inside and all our toolboxes and everything. And luckily they had a crew there of like volunteers from the fairgrounds that had trucks and golf carts to help shuttle equipment inside. So that helped a lot.
Yeah, so you did have a little bit of help from the track to getting your equipment into the track. I know, you know, like Nashville, you park out on the outside, the little trestle there, and that's quite. And Mark knows, he was there at Nashville. That's a pretty good hustle right there.
Yeah, it's a big hill.
A big hill for when you got a big pit box.
Yeah, a big pit box that don't like to roll too well. It's 40 years old.
Well, it paid off going downhill because it's all downhill going out. So you did have a little bit of help going downhill with it.
Almost harder taking those carts downhill than it is getting them uphill, trying to keep them from running away on you.
Mm-hmm. you might as well have somebody in the driver's seat on his foot on the pedal.
So, your game plan now is to try to get the 06 car straightened out for decoying?
Yeah, that's the plan right now. It's going to take a few days to get this flattened out and moved over, and I'm sure I'm going to have to put some vinyl over it to make it look somewhat decent back to where it used to be. But it should be ready to go for decoying. We got tires on it already. Gears already changed. Setup's basically the same. So it should be ready to go.
Wow.
So basically, your setup's going to, yeah, exactly. Your setup for Southern Illinois is going to work for decoying.
Yeah, gear-wise and maybe a spring change or a shock change. But other than that, yeah, it's ready to go.
Well, Brad, we're supposed to have Justin Haley on, too, after you. But Justin texted me in the last minute, and he's still tied up in a charity race where he's at, and asked if he couldn't come back in on Monday evening and be on the show. So we're just kind of hanging out. Mark and I kind of went over the race, what was going on, and waiting on you to call. So, Brad, what's your plans, friend? What you got in your future?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question. I'm not exactly completely sure. Everybody doesn't really know what they're going to do or what their plans are in the future, but somewhere I hope that I get on a bigger budget team, maybe with a nicer equipment, get up a little bit on the ranks and show who I am as an individual, and just get my name out there, you know.
You know, Brad, if I had anybody gonna give me a recommendation, it'd be Wayne Peterson.
Oh yeah, he's the best. He's the best resume builder that I've ever seen.
And you have built you're building a great resume, Brad. I've seen it in action, and you really, I mean, you've come a long way from that scared guy that showed up on the first day at the racetrack.
Yeah, and I definitely know I've come a long way from knowledge and doing it and seeing it firsthand, knowing Wayne to ask questions on just basically what to do to set up a car, or what to do when something happens, like if we break an axle, or like what's the procedure? Because he's done it so many times, it's natural for him now. And the more we do, and the more races we run, and the more pit stops we do, or the more problems that come along, as the driver tells us, the more I'm learning of this is what happened. This is probably the reason why it happened, and this is how to fix it from his knowledge that he already has. So it's very nice to have him there as a mentor and a boss that really knows what he's doing.
Well, there again, like I said, all Wayne's got to do is say, listen, I know he does good work. He knows what's going on. He needs a shot, and I've seen other guys that's been in your situation that has moved on, and their show's on Saturday now, and that's a great compliment to Wayne, and some of them have done moved on to Sunday. And Brad, I feel like someday I'm gonna see you down on the ground level in the pits on Sunday. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Brad, you got any thing you want to throw out there before you go? I know you're tired. You've had a long day, because I talked to you this morning. Y'all were still sitting at the track at Southern Illinois.
I ain't got much to say, but I'm kind of excited for my first debut as driving. In the ARCA series at decoying. I didn't get to make it here at Springfield, but it's definitely a for sure go at decoying. So look out for me.
Brad, I hope that's a race I'll know within a couple of days if I'm going to make that. I've got it on the list, and Mark and I both hopefully are going to be there, and I want to be right there when you tighten them belts up and get ready to go, take the command. I'm looking forward to that, Brad.
I'm glad I got some sayings already.
Oh, you sure do, Brad. You sure do. At least two of them.
Hey, every little bit counts.
You're right.
Oh, you're welcome.
Everyone counts. Well, Brad, you want to, you know, is there any place anybody can follow you on social media to keep up with you, what's happening with you and Wayne Peterson and other sports?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram. That's really about it. It's just Brad Fry. Pretty easy to find. Not that common of a name. Last name for sure.
Well, Brad, I appreciate you coming on. Mark, is anything
you'd
like to ask Brad?
Well, like Rowdy, Brad, we're looking forward to seeing you move your way through the ranks and hope your aspirations turn out the way you want them to be, and it'll be fun to watch you work your way through. That's almost as much fun as watching a driver work his through the ranks, as watching you crew guys do it. So the best of luck to you, and the best of luck to your driving career in a couple of weeks. Hope to be there and watching it with you with Rowdy.
Well, thank you guys for letting me come on and speak my mind.
Hey, you're quite welcome, Brad. If you want to come back on and tell us how that experience is another time while you're driving, you're welcome to come back, friend.
All right, Rowdy. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah. Have a good night, Brad.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Brad Fry. Brad's the crew chief for Wayne Peterson Motorsports, who takes care of three cars at an event, and that's quite an accomplishment to get three cars out racing in an event.
Well, we should have asked him about the coin and how many cars they're running. I don't know, maybe they're running four cars. If he gets to run a fourth car, that means he's going to be running around four cars and driving himself. That's quite an undertaking.
I talked to him earlier today about it. I think they're going to run two cars at the coin.
Okay.
They run into a little problem with a car up in Illinois. You know, they only got the 06 car out at Illinois.
Right.
But, which is really unusual for Wayne just to run one car, start one car. But they run into a problem.
I kept looking for another car, too, but, yeah, they did have some problems, and that happens.
Well, you know, Mark, for just me and you and Brad, tonight hadn't been too bad, man. We've pushed the show along, and, you know, we're 16 minutes away from a total hour, which is not a bad thing.
No, it's been another fun evening. Brad was interesting. You could tell he was a little tired. He's been on the road all day, and he had a busy weekend. So it was nice of him to take the time and talk with us and fill us in about Wayne Peterson Racing a little bit and Wayne himself. And best of luck to the whole team and to Brad, and I hope his aspirations turn out to be where he wants to be.
Well, our next race is the DeCoin State Fair. Mark, that's the General Tire 100, and that's another one of those one-day shows. You know, I kind of thought that was going to be a night race. Well, it is a night race. It's Sunday night.
It is a night race. It's an 8 o'clock start time. 8 o'clock
it
central,
sure is.
That
that's
is.
What so that's going to be what, Labor Day weekend? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
September the 4th.
Labor Day Sunday.
So they open the garage at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. And just like you said, the start time is 8 p.m. on September the 4th.
Correct.
And that's, again, going to be televised by, hey, listen, if you hadn't watched ARCA on American Sports Network, Sunday night's going to be a perfect night. September the 4th to watch it. And, Mark, I tell you, the coverage is absolutely wonderful. It's as good as the other professional channels that are on.
It helps today with the technology available to everybody that they can do that on a reasonable cost basis. Otherwise, we wouldn't have them on TV. And, yes, they do great, great coverage. As good as, not better than the bigger networks, because they're more focused on the ARCA series than they are anything else.
I think they do an absolutely wonderful job. I mean, you know, every time they go into the pits, you know, the pit reporter's right there. He's got a story to tell. And you don't miss much action when they go to commercial, neither.
No, you don't. Their coverage, their announcers are good. They give you wonderful information, a lot more information, I think, than in other coverage that I've seen. And, you know, like the fact that the drivers were cooling their tires by getting off the racing surface and onto the non-racing surface and having that heat dissipate. Like, neither one of us realized that, and it was kind of nice to find that out. That was
it was, Mark. That's a story, you know, we hadn't been hearing. Of course, it's great to watch stock cars on racing. That's another story that, you know, the big guys don't hit the dirt, but these guys here, they race two races a year on dirt.
Well, there's no series racing in the United States right now that has a more versatile schedule, from road courses to dirt tracks to super speedways to half-mile bull rings. You get it all. And if you want to see good stock car racing nowadays, you better start looking towards ARCA, because that's the show going on right now.
You're exactly right. I think so, Mark. I mean, I fell in love with them 3-4 years ago, and it's just gotten better, better, and better. And, you know, before we get off here, Mark, I appreciate the birthday card. It meant absolutely everything to me.
Well, you're welcome, Rowdy. You let it slip when your birth date was quite a few shows back, and I was listening to a replay and caught it, and I said, made a note of it. So I knew you'd appreciate it. If anybody would, you would, Rowdy. So belated happy birthday from both of us.
Well, it meant everything. And we were talking about it on the way over today to the doctor's office. I'm like, I don't know how Mark found out about that, whether he got somebody's Facebook page or and looked and seen it. But so I had actually slipped up and said it in a past
show. You let
it
slip. On a show, I think it was probably in May that you let it slip, Rowdy. So, I marked that date down and made sure I made note of it, and I couldn't think of anything I could do better for you.
Well, you couldn't have, Mark, except showed up. The only thing you're going to – how you going to top that, showing up in Talladega?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know, but I'm going to try.
Well, that's all we can do, Mark. You know, life goes on, but, you know, we just do what we can do. So now we're down to the Coin State Fair, one more race,
yes,
on
sir.
Dirt. Then we're headed to up in your neighborhood, up in Chi-Town.
Oh, we hit Salem first. We can't forget about
that's
Salem.
That's right, Salem. So actually, we've got five
Chi-Town
races left. So if we got the Coin, Salem, Chicago, Kentucky, and then Kansas. We've got five races left.
Well, that's better than four. I'm glad that we figured that one out, too. We didn't want to confuse anybody else.
Somebody had said four, and when they stated that, I'm like, I don't know if that's exactly right. And the time was ticking down here on the showtime, so I jotted down four. But after you actually count them, though, it's five.
Well, five's better than four, and with the exception of maybe Kansas, I plan on being at a few of those races, especially if we can get to them together. So we'll keep in contact and inform each other about that, and I really hope we can get together at Decoyne, Rowdy, and you're able to do it.
Well, you know, my list now has got to be Decoyne, Salem at the 100th ARCA race, and then Kentucky. So there's three. I know I'll be at Kentucky 100, pretty much 100%. Decoyne I'm working on, and you know, the 100th race at ARCA race at Salem's going to be big for ARCA.
Oh, the 100 races anywhere, and for a track to be around that long to be able to do it, that's, you know, testament to ARCA and the track itself, and I'm looking forward to that celebration.
Well, you know, you see every day if you stroll and keep up with everything, somebody's either shutting down or selling the track, and that's the sad part of our profession here.
Well, at one time, Salem was shut down for a while, and it was revitalized, as was Winchester. Winchester shut down for a while, and two good promoters came on board and saved the facilities, and they're doing really well now.
Well, that says a lot, but, you know, it's just a great place for people. If you're looking for something to unite your family, racing's it. You know, I want to give a shout out to NASCAR Camping and Tailgating. You know, they do a great job. If you've never been to a track, Mark, you go on to their, join their group, ask a question, and they're going to shoot back an answer to you quick. And if you're not a member, everybody needs to go on there and become a member. I think they're over 5,000 now.
Wow. I may have to do that because I'm a tailgater. I'm definitely a tailgater.
Well, yes you are. That's how we met, was just tailgating.
Well, there's nothing like it. And this week, I've got a unique little situation going on. I get to go to the Xfinity race at Road America in Wisconsin. So I'm going to see the stock cars on a road course this week.
I've seen your little schedule there, Mark, which is not a little schedule. That's a lot of work. You put in a lot of work to write down and get your schedule lined out, and you've got you've had quite a year already, Mark.
Yeah, it's been a decent year, I guess. Yeah, it's been a good year, Rowdy. You know, I can't say there's ever been a bad year. Some are just a little better than others. I thought you'd appreciate, there's a reason I'm able to get to these races, because I find out where they are and I mark them down. So I thought you'd appreciate that schedule.
Man, you've been busy, haven't you, Mark?
I just enjoy and love racing that much, Rowdy. It's been a big part of my life, and it will be for quite a while, I hope, for in the future. So I enjoy it. I just enjoy it. I've been involved with stick and ball sports and other types of things like that, and racing's just it for me. Some guys play golf.
Well, you know, I've been in those stick and ball games too, but there's not another group like a racing family, Mark.
No. And you can argue with me all day on that one, and I'll never give up. There's just something about race fans and being in a race. You just really enjoy being together and being with each other.
And you're exactly right, Mark. I mean, I've come and met a lot of friends at racing, and it's just a different camaraderie than any other sport. That, you know, I've tailgated it at football games all over, but there's nothing like being with the guys at a racetrack.
No, and living in a major metro area like I do, I have access to Major League Baseball, Major League Basketball, hockey, football. It's all there for me. I've been to it all. Major League College is available in this area also, and there's just nothing like going to a race for me. There's just something different about it. There's just something about just being at a race that makes you feel good.
Well, Mark, until next Monday night, my friend, we're going to wind this thing down. I'm going to do a little
We got the weather to do, don't we?
That's right. It's another Monday night down in the books, and, you know, even with a guest short, it still went by fast.
Wow. The show went by quickly again. We're getting just like the races, Rowdy. We're getting too quick.
Well, I hope maybe next week. I know I got Justin promised he'll be back on next week, but hopefully I'll be able to announce a bigger guest. But you're all big guests, but we're going to have a special one on, hopefully before the coin, Mark, and I'm looking forward to it.
I know what you're talking about, Rowdy, and I'm looking forward to it also. And I'll probably have to give you a phone call tomorrow, and we need to talk a little bit. So I'm going to give you a shout. Need to check up what's going on with you, and I'll do that tomorrow afternoon.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, Mark. Thanks, my brother.
You got it, Rowdy. You got it. My best to Diana. Glad she's feeling better, and I hope today went well at the doctor's.
Went absolutely wonderful, my friend, and same here to Ann and Bailey there.
Thank you, Rowdy. We appreciate it, and our best to you guys, and I'll talk with you tomorrow. I'll talk to you later.
All
bye-bye.
Right. See you, Mark.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The chase for the NASCAR Spring Cup returns October 21st through 23rd. Call 1-877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
All right, everybody. I'm Rowdy Maglight. And until next Monday night, we're going to let Blake Shelton send us out of this thing to make you dance a little jig with the Redneck Boys, folks. Till next Monday night, I'm looking forward to it. And we've got several good guests for next week, and hopefully we'll have Justin back with us. And, you know, if it's Monday night, it's
Redneck. Listen to the Beatles run, old Bo Seifert through a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where their boots stomp all night. What?
Right.
Yeah, what they call work of digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get your girl and your four wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwards of shit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, shoot a back, shoot a back, spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not a Kentucky, but these girls round here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawlin' southern drawlin'. Just can't help it cause they just keep falling for the fall. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Back with the gym, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, shoot a back, shoot a back, shoot a back, shoot a back.
Let's ride through the countryside. like a true. I'm a